The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting in a psychological warfare program to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law, and in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, as the latest from Greg Reese, the latest Reese report at band.video and InfoWars.com. Face of human evil. It was that last guy, the guy who called the cops on his fellow prisoners trying to escape. That's the real depth of malice that we're dealing with right here. On the other side, stay with us, American Journal Daily Dispatch.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Monday, July 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I am your host, Harrison Smith. To you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. A lot to talk about today. A lot of stuff I don't want to talk. I'm sort of torn. I don't know. We got a lot of stuff to talk about that I am excited to talk about. Excited to break down things like the Chevron decision that came down last Friday. A lot of discussion about that over the weekend. We'll get into exactly what it means and why it's being hailed as the first step in reclaiming our government. But then there's pride. Then there's things like the San Francisco Pride Parade, which has made social media, especially X, a dangerous place to be over the last weekend if you don't want images seared into your eyeballs that you can never escape. So I'm sort of torn. I'm a little bit torn. Do we show you some of the
yes
censored footage from San Francisco, or do I spare you?
Sorry, we got to give the plants what they crave.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. We'll take a very, very short, brief.
Don't worry, Harrison. There's alcohol for that.
Yeah.
Matt wants to see it. I'm cool with you sparing us.
All right, well, the crew is torn. We could just describe it. I mean, do I even need to explain it? I mean, can I just say San Francisco Pride happened this weekend and that should be enough? Tell you what happened. We'll get into it. We'll show you some videos of at least some of the reporters on the ground covering it, talking about what they experienced, the literal trauma they've been put through. We'll get to it. We'll get to that and more on today's episode. We'll be joined by Lauren from Some Bee I Know later in the show at the 10 o'clock hour. Take your phone calls in the second. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 1st of July, 2024. Clear victory for Le Pen in French elections. Marine Le Pen's National Conservative National Rally clearly won the first round of the French parliamentary election on Sunday, June 30th, and is hoping to gain an absolute majority after the second round of voting on July 7th. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist Together alliance finished in a lowly third place, signaling voter dissatisfaction in the country. The national rally, which secured victory in the European elections only 3 weeks ago, prompting Macron to call snap elections, received 33.2% of the votes on Sunday, almost doubling its share from 2 years ago. This is the national rally RN's best ever election results. The party's projected to have between 240 and 270 seats in the 577-seat National Assembly. 289 seats are required for an absolute majority. The total number of seats will depend on how the RN performs in the second round of voting. Together, only 75 MPs gained enough votes to be elected in the first round. So again, this is just the groundswell, the tidal shift of European politics taking place. And we'll get a little bit more into that later. The parliamentary system is very confusing for us in the United States. We'll try to break that down, exactly what's happening. So there's coalitions coming together to try to block this. And it's all very European, let's just say. Meanwhile, Biden administration gives temporary protected status to 309,000 more Haitian migrants. The move will shield an additional 309,000 Haitians living in the U.S. from deportation back to Haiti, where widespread gang violence continues. Immigrants from Haiti wait in line. The Biden administration on Friday announced new temporary protected status for Haitians who arrived in the U.S. on or before June 3rd, 2024 to shield even those who entered the country illegally from being deported back to Haiti, which remains in the grip of gang violence. Now, there's a couple questions here. I almost see like a flow chart. First question anybody in the American government should be asking is this good for America? Now, this flow chart, I don't even know if you'd call it a flow chart. There's only one answer. The answer is no. The answer is no. Then the question, of course, is why would they do it if it's not good for the United States? But here's the thing. They don't care. They know it's not good for the United States. That's why they're doing it. What's happening here, and this is a prediction, we can log this one away and save it. What this means is that within probably 4 years, certainly within a decade, we will have a Haitian version of Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. We will have, like, all these people, these 300,000 people, will almost certainly be granted citizenship, just like the hundreds of thousands of Somalis were granted citizenship. They'll all be settled in one particular congressional district, probably in a, at this point, conservative white majority. They'll be settled in New Hampshire or Maine, something like that. And they will, you know, within 4 or 5 years, be electing their own representative, a Haitian who only cares about Haitian issues and demands more money for Haiti. And of course, those 309,000 will all achieve citizenship by the wave of Joe Biden's hands, at which time they'll be able to bring in like 20 family members apiece. So they'll totally take over and dominate a congressional district, vote on racial lines, hire their own, and it'll be the next step in totally supplanting and replacing and destroying this country and its native born. Really, really wonderful stuff. And of course, reports are saying Biden gives temporary protected status. But I think after the debate, we all, everybody, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, we all recognize Biden's not doing anything. Biden's not controlling anything. So when you hear Biden, read the consortium that controls Biden. In this case, it was Alejandro Mayorkas, of course. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, San Francisco cops say nudity at Pride is totally fine so long as it's not for, quote, sexual gratification. But then you see the videos that are coming out, and it turns out that's fine, too. It turns out that's all fine. Tenet Media reporter Taylor Hansen conducted a series of interviews at San Francisco Pride event, which included a rally and a march, revealing widespread public nudity and explicit material despite the presence of numerous children. Or should we say because of the presence of numerous children? Should we be more explicit and say that these people are like, this is a fetish of theirs and they get off on exposing themselves to children? And this is done in a citywide celebration that encourages this and facilitates it. Footage from the event showed individuals participating in the festivities while fully nude. When questioned by Hansen, nearly all of the nude attendees dismissed concerns about children being present at these sorts of events. One such participant, a man with his face painted, defended public nudity when questioned by Hansen, saying, yes, more nudity should be around children. None of the crybabies and parents who complain about it can never explain exactly how a child is harmed by seeing a human body. Every study that's been done on the subject shows that it's not harmful. Yeah, trust the science. Trust the science. Let me expose myself to your children. Now, this is a crazy suggestion on my part, but what if things that are illegal even if they're done in a parade? What? I know, it's crazy. What if the same act, when carried out, like at an elementary school, when carried out at a parade, both of these things should be illegal. If you have a man exposing himself to children on a playground, it should be the same punishment as a man exposing himself to children in a parade. What if just the law is upheld? And if that's too much, if that's too difficult, then we can just ban it all. If it's too hard to determine.
You're coming off as bigoted.
Good. Good.
Warning.
I am bigoted. I am bigoted and intolerant of what is going on here. To be clear, the science is absolutely settled. This is hugely damaging to children, like psychologically destructive to all children. And there's like infinite cases of this, but like people believe this. They believe that there's no problem with this. They believe that it's just societal pressure that, you know, makes kids think that this is bad. And they've raised kids in this way. And we've covered the story before. The one that jumps to mind is a New Zealand swinger couple that was just like, it's fine. Our kids see us have sex with strangers all the time and it's totally fine. And of course those kids, had to be like removed from school because they were wetting themselves and like molesting other children, and their brains are not ready for this, you absolute freaks. So there's just a giant citywide child abuse celebration that occurred in San Francisco. And, you know, if God wanted to turn them all into pillars of salt, I wouldn't complain. If we needed a second Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, now's the time. Now's the time, God. Just rain fire. It's fine. We're fine with it. No one's going to miss it. It's all fine, actually. Destroy it all, please. For the love of God, because humans apparently can't do it. And the important part about this, I guess we'll get into this later. We'll get into this later. Let me just say that, the fact that they pretend that there's nothing wrong with kids seeing this is so insane. I mean, they know it's wrong. They know it's, I mean, it's just sexual perversion, children involved. It's like the fact that we even have to discuss this is so horrific. I don't even want to talk about it, but you would expect at least these grown men in their fetish attire and otherwise completely nude on an American street. If you ask them, should children see this? They should say no. I mean, is that so hard? Is it? I mean, this is the crazy thing. It's one thing if it's like, they're like, well, you know, we do a bunch of adult stuff here. It's not for kids. Kids shouldn't be around here. We do it and it's fine, but you know, kids shouldn't see it. Like if they just had the basic sort of humanity that could say like, well, I'm free to do this, but kids shouldn't see it. Like that would be at least still like not quite over the line of we need this all to burn. But the fact that they're,
I think a lot of the gay men, probably agree that the kids need to stay in a locked car.
Well, that's, not what any of them say when interviewed. So
like a hot car, a hot locked car, like the news that we had. Yes. Like the news last week. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yes. Of course.
We call a news throwback.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to get back to that. We'll have to get back to that. Meanwhile, of course, the fallout from the debate continues. They don't know what the hell to do. This story from CNN. Biden's family encourages him to stay in the race as they discuss whether top advisors should be fired. Joe Biden's family on Sunday encouraged the president to stay in the 2024 race and privately discussed whether top aides should be fired on the heels of Biden's stunningly poor debate performance, which has thrown his campaign into turmoil. Yeah, it's probably those advisors. Those darn advisors making him look like a complete incompetent moron on the debate stage. No, it's not the advisors. I do want to remind you that from the text messages and emails and everything that we have from the Hunter Biden laptop and Ashley Biden diary, it's worth remembering that Biden's family kind of hate him. They kind of despise him. They kind of never reference him without talking about how sick they are of him and working for him or showering with him. Like, they kind of hate this guy. So I guess it's not all that surprising that they want to continue with his public humiliation. That's my reading of it. We'll return to that as well, because that continues to be one of the biggest stories in the country. People still just in a complete tizzy over the worst debate performance in United States history. And finally, we have this. Supreme Court prepares to issue ruling on Trump immunity in final cases Monday. The Supreme Court is expected to hand down its final opinions of the term, opinions of the term on Monday morning, resolving the question of whether former President Donald Trump may claim immunity from federal election subversion charges. Overstepping their official end of June deadline by a single day, the nine justices will assemble on the bench for a final time before rising for their summer recess, likely leaving in their wake a flurry of legal wrangling over their last decisions. By far, the case of greatest consequence is still outstanding is the question of whether Trump is entitled to the sweeping immunity he is seeking from special counsel Jack Smith's election subversion charges. Trump has argued that without immunity, presidents would be hamstrung in office, always fearful of being second-guessed by a zealous prosecutor after leaving the White House. That position appears to have some purchase on the 6-3 conservative Supreme Court during oral arguments in April. And we covered those at the time. And it was basically the prosecution, the people arguing that he should be able to be prosecuted, totally floundering and not being able to make any reasonable argument whatsoever as to their position. So we expect it to come down on the side of presidential immunity, and the prosecution, at least in this aspect of it, will end there. So that's exciting, and we'll wait for that to come out and bring you the decision as soon as it arrives. So that's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Store still up, still available, still shipping. The summer kickoff sales event is still on, and you can get some of our best-selling products at massive discount, including things like DNA Force Plus and Survival Shield X2 back in stock and 25% off, as well as Brain Force Plus, 40% off. Just massive discounts on incredible products. And, of course, you keep us afloat in this all-important time as the future of InfoWars itself is decided and the difference could be made as whether or not we have enough funding to continue. InfoWarsStore.com keeps us alive and in the fight, keeps globalists on the run. And with that, we'll go to a video here. This is Taylor Hansen. It's just him talking about it. We could show you some of the stuff, but I think since a lot of our audience is on radio, so we'll do a little theater of the mind thing, a pornographic theater of the mind. Taylor Hansen will describe what he saw during San Francisco Pride. And I'm sorry to have to do this to you folks. If you're eating breakfast right now, just put it down for a minute or two. Here's Taylor Hansen on San Francisco Pride. It's clip number 3.
So we're going to talk about San Francisco Pride for a minute. I don't even know where to start. Countless nude men. I mean, fully in the nude. You guys saw the coverage. In front of children, and then when talking to them, they actually explain why it's good for children. It's not harmful. It's good for them to be exposed to fully nude men and private parts at such a young age because it's informative and it's natural. We got that answer a lot, is it's completely natural. We're born this way. A guy actually said, we're born this way, so kids should be able to see it. And, oh, they're just sticklers for parents if you don't want your kids to see this, which is absolutely insane. Obviously madness. No rational person is thinking like this. And, I mean, so many things. Not just nude men, nude women, pretty much anything you can think of. Corporations, of course, marching in the Pride Parade. Something worth noting, the FBI and the ATF marching in the Pride Parade. So quite literally confirming the meme that, like, you know, the ATF and FBI are gay. So that's funny in itself, probably the only funny experience. But as I'm filming this video, I'm literally been on the verge of throwing up all day long and since yesterday, since we got here, but literally been holding it back all day, especially today after the footage that I captured of a man literally receiving a blowjob in public, peeing in a man's mouth while he is laying in a kiddie pool full of urine. In under 10 minutes, this guy had 12 different people urinate in his mouth, which I don't even know about the disease factor of that, but just the idea of that is absolutely absurd. And then the thing that blows my mind the most about all of this coverage is talking to San Francisco PD. They say that, oh, it's totally legal for full-grown men to have their penises exposed in front of children as long as there is not a lewd act or, quote, sexual gratification taking place, which in my mind isn't being naked in public a form of sexual gratification for these people, which we talk to many of these people, and it quite literally is. They say, oh, yeah, we just like getting people's reactions, and that includes children. So that in itself is obviously a problem. But then you take it a step farther, and then you literally capture a video of a man getting oral in public, peeing in somebody's mouth, swimming in urine, and then you tell the cops, you show the cops the video, and they say, oh, yeah, we're not going to enforce that today. No, we're picking our own battles because that's how bad the culture out here has gotten. That's how bad the elected officials out here are, that the cops can't even literally do their one job, and that's to enforce the law. So I've never seen anything, and I mean anything like this. I've reported on child exploitation stuff in Texas, all across the country, all ages drag shows, anything you can think of. And just wow, like genuinely am mind blown that this is America. I don't recognize this country. This San Francisco in itself might as well be its own country at this point, because this is not the America that I know. This is absolutely absurd. And I don't know any civil society that looks at these videos, that sees this behavior and says, yeah, that's acceptable in public, but especially that's acceptable in front of kids. Just mind blown, like genuinely. I don't know how you fix something like this, but clearly something needs to be done. Because just wow. Wow, guys. Wow, America. Round of applause for inclusivity. Let's see where it's gotten us. It's gotten us here. In all my years of reporting, I've never seen something so depraved and sick. And I'm just, you know, I don't drink, but there might be some drinks thrown back tonight. Because that was absolutely foul and probably the worst thing I've ever seen and will ever see in my entire life. And I've seen some pretty messed up stuff while reporting. So I'll leave you with that message. I'll leave on that note, but just wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Taylor Hansen, Tenet Media. Just, you know, reliving some of his trauma. Yeah, I really don't even want to go to these videos. You heard it there, and it was bad enough just listening to it be described. Stories of post-millennial San Francisco cops say nudity at Pride is totally fine, so long as it's not for sexual gratification, but also that's also fine, apparently. But that also is cool. And again, the people interviewed are not there saying, we're adults doing this in private, and you don't have a right to say, you know, how we find happiness. We have a constitutional right. No, it's them saying, actually, kids should be introduced to this, and there's no issues with it, which, of course, there are. Of course, there are infinite issues with it. And of course, you know, it's just the same question we ask every time this happens, which is constant, it seems. It's like, haven't we gone too far? Do we need to go back? And if we need to go back, how far back do we go? Is any amount of acceptance lead to this? Like, is it inevitable that tolerance itself, this is the ultimate outcome? And if so, what do we do about that?
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. Fallout to the worst debate in American history continues, with Democrats just absolutely screwed by their own ideology. It's almost like a soft rollout of communism. It's sort of like the last, like what always inevitably happens in communistic socialistic organizations, nations, but in sort of a soft way, right? Where we can all still talk about it, and it's not totally 100%. You know, glorious leader. Nobody's allowed by law to disagree with him, but it's sort of getting there. There's this guy who just clearly cannot run anything, let alone the world, the most powerful nation in the history of humanity. And yet his family's out there apparently gathering in Camp David, encouraging him to remain, because there's nothing they can do to get him off the ballot. Apparently he is on the ballot in like at least 3 states legally. He's there. They can't replace him with anybody. 72% want him out. Staff hid decline from public. Well, not very well. We reported on it daily. First lady desperately clings to power. Dim path for dignified exit. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to invent a time machine, I guess. There's no dignified exit here. Nothing about this is dignified. And, of course, the main concern is that who's running the country now? The consortium, of course. And while people might, you know, scoff at the idea of voting itself at this point, just recognizing the inevitable decline of America with tens of millions of people coming across the border and just huge swaths of the third world being granted asylum, a magical wave of Alejandro Mayorkas' hand. They're destroying America, and it almost doesn't matter who you vote for. But then you look back at 2016, and out of all the things that Trump was able to accomplish, and he showed, kind of like how Nayib Bukele is showing that you can just crack down on crime and actually save your country, Trump did similar things with the economy. He showed that you can just not be a Democrat and everybody in America benefits hugely. You can just stop people from crossing the border. Like, he just showed that it's possible and exposed the lie that this is all because of government incompetence. No, he proved that it's a willful destruction of the nation. And you look at his Supreme Court picks, and you look at some of the decisions that they're making, and you realize that the effect of the 2016 Donald Trump victory will continue for generations upon generations. And the fact that he was able to appoint Supreme Court justices and did a pretty good job in it, you realize that there is something that can be done through this political system. There is still an opportunity to get a good person elected who can appoint good judges, and they can make good decisions, and a lot of things can change. So I'm going to go to a video here about the Chevron decision, it's being called. But first I want to go to this tweet from Spike Cohen at Real Spike Cohen on X. He lays it down, lays it out pretty well in this post. He says, for those who don't understand what the Chevron deference is and why SCOTUS ended it, here's the long and short of it. A family fishing company, Loper Bright Enterprises, was being driven out of business because they could not afford the $700 per day they were being charged by the National Marine Fisheries Service to monitor their company. The thing is, federal law does not authorize the NMFS to charge businesses for this. They just decided to start doing it in 2013. Why did they think they could get away with charging people without any legal authorization? Because in 1984, the Chevron decision, the Supreme Court decided that regulatory agencies were the experts in their fields and that courts could just defer to their interpretation of the law. So for the past 40 years, federal agencies have been able to interpret laws to mean whatever they want, and the courts had to just go with it. It was called the Chevron deference, and it put bureaucrats in charge of the country. It's how the OSHA, OHSA, was able to decide that everyone who worked for a large company had to get the jab or be fired. No law gave them that authority, they just made it up. It's how the ATF was able to decide a piece of plastic was a machine gun, or how the NCRS was able to decide that a small puddle was, quote, protected wetlands. It's how out-of-control agencies have been able to create rules out of thin air and force you to comply, and the courts had to defer to them because they were the, quote, experts. Imagine if your local police could arrest you for any reason and no judge or jury was allowed to determine if you'd actually committed a crime or not. Just off to jail you go. That's what the Chevron deference was. It was not only blatantly unconstitutional, it caused immeasurable harm to everyone. Thankfully, it's now gone. We haven't even begun to feel the effects of this decision in the courts, but it will be used for years to come to roll back federal agencies, and we'll all be better for it. And that's why politicians and corporate media are freaking out about it. And for a little bit more of a breakdown on this, we have a TikTok. So here's, again, a further breakdown of the Chevron deference and its death at the hands of this conservative Supreme Court.
This is part two follow-up on the Chevron doctrine and what it means. There's so much misinformation going on out there in social media. I mean, there's one creator on here that's actually saying, he swears he's an attorney, and he's saying now there's going to be asbestos in the water. Way to fearmonger. Way to manipulate and sound like a narcissist to everybody. Listen, guys. All the Chevron doctrine is going to do, and I say all like it's lightly, no, it's a big deal, is it basically means agencies, ATF, IRS, EPA, FDA, CDC, all these agencies have to follow laws now. They can no longer make up a rule and say, now this is a law, without going to Congress and being enacted as a law. That's all it's saying. ATF isn't going away. These agencies are not going away. They're still going to be around to help enforce and regulate laws. That's all they're going to do. What that means is now they can't go to the poor farmer in Idaho, and just because this farmer wants to have a puddle of water in their backyard, they're not distributing it, they're not selling it to anybody. The EPA can't come along and say, hey, this is bad water, we're going to fine you if you don't remove it. They can no longer do that. It's a good thing. Your food, your water, it still has laws that it gets processed through. If you want to change that, go to Congress and get a law passed. All of a sudden, they're not going to come around and say, now you can put asbestos and chemicals in the water, which they already do, but that's a whole other conversation. It isn't going to be lawless, okay? A lot of misinformation. This is a good thing. This is a great thing. Do your research. Don't listen to me. Go ahead, fact check me. Don't listen to anyone else. Do your own research. It is a good thing. This means that now things have to have a due process. There's no more rules because rules are not laws.
So really incredible stuff. And when you think about this, it's almost like we've changed how we think about things. Because what's going to happen is these regulatory agencies are still going to try to impose this. It's just previously that was treated as if it had the weight of a law, and now it doesn't. So it's really up to Americans to break out of the, you know, mental paradigm where regulations that come down from government agencies are just adhered to because we think they're like the law. When you hear an order come down and, well, OSHA says we have to do this, or whoever says you have to do this, we think, all right, well, we have to do it. They're the authorities. They'll punish us if we don't. We have to get into the mindset of, where's the law? Show me the law that says I have to do this. And if it doesn't exist, I don't have to do it, and you can't punish me for it. Every one law that gets passed about some, you know, regulation, there's about 500 regulations set by unelected bureaucrats. So this is stripping the power from the unelected bureaucrats to impose their will with no say from the public. It's a very good thing.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. It's pretty shocking, but yes, folks, the display of Joe Biden on Thursday is still having reverberations as it just has thrown the entire presidential campaigns of, well, the campaign of Joe Biden at least, into total turmoil. Still just wild speculation on every front about who exactly is going to replace who where. I'm seeing rumors that Kamala Harris is gearing up to take over the vacant California governor position when Gavin Newsom takes over the ticket. But apparently they're not going to let that happen. Biden's family urges him to stay in the race and keep fighting. President Joe Biden's family used a Sunday gathering at Camp David to urge him to stay in the race and keep fighting, despite his dreadful debate performance. And some members criticized how his staff prepared him for the face-off, according to four people familiar with the discussions. I'm telling you, it's like a mini Soviet Union. It's like it's this mental construct where they cannot blame the person responsible. They can't actually point out reality. They have to defer to the people who probably warned him about this. It's their fault. Biden spent the day sequestered with First Lady Jill Biden, his children and grandchildren. It was previously scheduled. It was a previously scheduled trip to the presidential retreat in Maryland for a photo shoot with Annie Leibovitz for the upcoming Democratic National Convention. But the gathering was also an exercise in trying to figure out how to quell Democratic anxiety that has exploded following Thursday's performance. While his family was aware of how poorly he performed against Donald Trump, they also continue to think he's the best person to beat the Republican presumptive nominee. They also believe he is capable of doing the job for president of another 4 years, according to the people who are not authorized to speak publicly about the internal discussions and spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity. Among the most vocal, Jill Biden and her son Hunter, whom the president has long gone to for counsel and advice. Yeah. Well, maybe that explains it a little bit. And again, you know, Biden's
except
kids
for, except hate for, him. Let me clarify. He's gone to them for advice, except for anything Burisma related.
Right.
Okay.
They do not talk about that.
They talk about everything but that.
Everything except for that. Exactly. The family questioned how he was prepared for the debate by staff and wondered if they could have done something better, the people said. The answer to that is no. They couldn't have. No, there's nothing they could have done. No, that was all Biden. Could they have prepared him better? No, it's just that's the answer. No, there's nothing you can do to reverse the signs of aging that we all see on display. They could have not agreed to the debate, and that would have looked bad, but not as bad as the debate. Now, again, the craziest thing about all of this is that there is no one better than Joe Biden on the Democratic side. You can't name one. They don't exist. Remember, Kamala Harris, in 2020, she was like the last place. I mean, they would have more luck running Pete Buttigieg, but he's been an abysmal failure the entire time he's been director of transportation or whatever the hell he is. Remember, Kamala Harris was voted off the island before anybody else. Nobody liked her. Nobody voted for her. She didn't win any primaries. She was out before anybody else, pretty much. Yet somehow she got the vice presidential spot. Isn't that interesting? For our democracy. Well, because they needed a woman of color. And it is interesting to see the transformation of somebody from being the first Indian American woman to be an attorney general to being the first African American woman to be vice president. Strange transformation that's gone on. Yeah, she's an Indian Jamaican woman who has literally nothing in common with black Americans. Other than that, you know, her family owned slaves. And a lot of black African American families did too. But other than that, that's just one option. I mean, who else? Who else? If Democrats were smart, they would have spent this whole administration, you know, passing a law through Congress that allowed Obama to have a third term. He's the only Democrat out there that could stand a chance. I hear talk about Michelle Obama a lot, and obviously Roger Stone has been sounding that trumpet for the last year, and he knows more than I do, so, you know, I'd go with him if, you know, money was on the line or something. But from my own personal interpretation, Michelle Obama sucks, and nobody likes her either. I don't think anybody likes her either. I mean, they like her as Obama's wife, but, like, how weird would that be? At least Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State for a little while. I mean, I know she was the president's wife, but at least she had some political experience. At least she was a senator for a little bit. Michelle Obama's held no jobs for, you know, the last 2 decades, as far as I can tell. Why would anybody vote for her to be president other than America is a bunch of brainwashed morons? So, yeah, she might become president. Maybe we are just that stupid. But, you know, Gavin Newsom is facing his second recall in the most liberal state in the union. And everybody outside of California recognizes what a creepy failure that guy has been. I mean, he really is just creepy. He really is creepy. But he's also a handsome white man with a beautiful family. So there's that. That's the best thing about him in terms of whether he's going to get elected or not. But yeah, they have nothing. So they've got Joe Biden, absolute incompetent moron, and they're stuck with him pretty much. And if we can, if we want to revisit what happened during the debate, this is a very hilarious recounting of what happened there behind the scenes. It says, I was at the Trump-Biden presidential debate and it became very clear what had gone wrong. Oh, what do you think it was? What do you think went wrong? Do you think it was Joe Biden is an incompetent idiot? No, it must be something else, right? Behind the scenes of the first debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the buzzy atmosphere of the spin room descended into horror-struck silence within the first few minutes of the president opening his mouth. Don't you love it? Just the first few, it's buzzy, it's, oh my gosh, this is it, he's gonna wipe the floor with Donald Trump, and just within the first 30 seconds, I'm sure, it just went, and everybody went, oh crap, oh go God, no, oh Lord God, no. They're all seeing it. Everybody's seeing it now. We can't hide behind claims of cheap fakes. We can't, you know, usher all of the reporters out of the room. And we're just getting started, and we have 90 minutes of this, and it only got worse. At one point, a former prominent TV commentator got up from their seat and started pacing back and forth worriedly. Biden aides and surrogates, who had been in constant communication with each of us throughout the day, fell silent one by one. When the cameras stopped rolling and the debate was over, a whole team of Trump surrogates flooded onto the spin room floor. That included multiple Republicans, Ben Carson and Lindsey Graham among them, who'd been vying for the ex-president's favor as he seeks a new Veep pick. All these Republican operators and MAGA staff members were eager to tell us reporters how Biden's performance had telegraphed weakness on the world stage. They confidently declared Trump had won. By contrast, the Biden surrogates were nowhere to be found. Yeah, they're hiding, scurrying like cockroaches when you turn the lights on. And again, as good as Trump's performance was, I mean, it didn't even need to be good, but it was fine. It was fine for what it was, and it achieved the purpose of, showing the reality about Joe Biden to the world. I would have gone harder, though. I mean, if I was Trump, you know, you're sitting there on stage with this guy, it would have been such a easy thing to be like, you think that guy is standing up against Putin? You think that guy's controlling anything? Look at him. Look at his face. Look at the expression he's making. Like, you should have just called it out in real time and just hammered that home. Like, all we really got was one thing where he was like, I don't even know what he was saying there, and I don't think he does either. Look, something. It's like, he really should have hammered that home. Now, potentially there will be a second debate. Maybe he'll go a little bit harder. And again, his strategy worked. You know, he could have backfired if he gets really aggressive and Biden gets really aggressive and gets his blood up. And yeah, that could have been bad. It would have been nice to see Trump just point at Joe Biden's face and be like, look at him. Look at him right now. Well, you want to vote for him?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks, I just want to continue a little bit on the fallout of this debate because this behind the scenes story that this guy tells, it's frankly hilarious. And, we're reveling. What we're doing here is we're reveling in their failure. We're reveling in their misery. Not because we like to see our fellow Americans so utterly bamboozled, but because this represents the collapse of a facade. The lie coming true. I mean, this really is, I don't know, biblical or something. It's like you got this guy who for months, I mean, we showed you the videos last week, you know, up until the day before the debate, they're out there going, he's the sharpest he's ever been. And when the lie gets exposed, you have this just the gnashing of teeth, tearing out their hair, just frantic and panicking. Not because something unexpected happened, not because there was some disaster or catastrophe, because their lie was exposed. Like this, it's like a vampire exposed to sunlight. It's like when you throw holy water on a werewolf. When you show the truth to Democrats, it is literally the gnashing of teeth and the tearing out of hair and screaming and screeching and like showing a person who's possessed by a demon, a crucifix. Like that's what was happening behind the scenes within the first 30 seconds of Joe Biden starting to talk. And the only thing they can say about this, the only angle that they can possibly have to try to save this debate performance is by claiming that, well, at least he doesn't lie. At least Donald Trump, you know, lies all the time. And Joe Biden's an honorable man. He's good. And he might not be able to talk or think. He might stare around the room like a bird at a disco. You know, it's just like, you know, so you put a parakeet cage at a rave and you'll get pretty much the same response. Just like, what is happening? What is this? Where am I? You're in a debate, Joe. You're the president of the United States. Wake up. All they have is to claim that, well, at least he's honest. At least he's a decent man, which of course is just another ridiculous lie. Perhaps even more ridiculous than the mental incapacity, because at least for the majority of his career as a politician, Joe Biden wasn't this bad. He wasn't this incapacitated. He wasn't this senile and moronic. He has always been completely corrupt, a ridiculously dishonest person. I mean, it goes back to his first campaign for senator 150 years ago, or whenever it was. You know, back before my parents were born and he was running for Senate and he was plagiarizing things and lying about his background and lying about his academic achievements and lying about his job. He is the biggest liar in politics and has been for decades. So it's almost more ridiculous, the claims that at least Joe is an honorable and honest person. And it has all the same characteristics as the lies about his competency. In that everybody saying it knows it's not true. Nobody's out there, you know, his interns and the spokespeople who were telling us that actually super sharp and totally smart and not at all an incompetent retard. They're also the ones saying, oh, but he's an honorable man and he's not a liar. And the media, of course, is going along with it in the same way they went along with the lie that he's mentally competent. On the debate stage, the lie about his mental competency was completely eviscerated in a cartoonish fashion. But they still are able, with the media, you know, operating in lockstep and all telling the same lies, they're able to continue to prop up the lie that he's an honest man. And we'll talk about just some of the lies he told on the debate stage on the other side. Hopefully we'll get through to some liberals. You're being played.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. Welcome back. For the record, I think crucifixes are useful against all forms of demonic, supernatural embodiments of evil. Crew is correcting me about the methods to fight supernatural beings, but I think holy water, vampire squid named after a president. Oh yeah, he'll go down in history. Incredibly rare fossil in recognition of Biden's plans to address climate change and fund scientific research. Sir, we named a vampire squid after you. Joe Biden's two favorite things, vampires and squids. So again, I mean, we're reveling here. This is a revelry. But again, it's worth noting that it's not even about the debate. The debate was just a display of the real problem. That's what we have to understand. It wasn't like this debate was some fluke. All these articles about the debate, the debate, the debate. No, the debate was just an uncut feed of Biden. If you had Joe Biden speaking for an hour and 30 minutes on anything, this would have been the outcome. It wasn't about the debate. It's about what the debate revealed. The debate just was the pulling back of the curtain to see that he's not a real person. He's not in charge of anything. And he shouldn't be. My God. Thank God he's just a puppet. Maybe that was the point of that display. Was to get people used to that idea. Maybe it is better if we're ruled by a consortium of unelected Jewish men. Maybe the president should just be a figurehead and a puppet. And all they have, all they can possibly grasp to, this flailing, ridiculous line of at least he's honest. At least Biden's honest. He might not be able to say sentences, but if he could, they would be truthful, which of course is a ridiculous lie, just like it was a ridiculous lie when they were telling us that claims about Biden's incompetency were cheap fakes, Russian disinformation. Right-wing fear-mongering. They just can't keep up that lie anymore, so now they're shifting to another lie, which is a lie about lies. The lie is that Biden tells the truth. Campaign director, Biden campaign communications director, Michael Tyler, told reporters that viewers saw in the president's performance a very clear contrast with Trump and a very clear choice in this election. Yes, that's true. Trump had, quote, took to the stage and lied the entire night, grew increasingly unhinged throughout the night, and reminded the American people by the end of the debate exactly why they fired him in the first place 4 years ago. They didn't. It was rigged. But regardless, it shows you how their narratives are just completely unrelated to reality. Just they have nothing to do with reality. In their minds, they're like, oh, what could have happened? What should have happened? How should this have gone? It didn't go this way. Trump wasn't unhinged. He didn't get worse as the night went on. He wasn't bombastic. None of that happened. Like, this is the thing. They don't even have anything to rely on. They don't even have anything to point to as a distraction. Which maybe proves me wrong. I mean, at the end of the last segment, I was saying I wish Biden had gone a little bit harder. Maybe this is, you know, proof that he was right, that that would have actually given credence to their claims. Well, he got bombastic and, you know, he was unhinged throughout the night. No. We all watched the debate, dude. Does he know we watched the debate? Like, they act like they're the only ones that saw the debate. The spin doctors are acting like they can just come out and tell us that, you know, Trump had pink hair and a clown nose on, and we're all just going to go, yes, I saw that. No, we all watched the debate. We know he wasn't unhinged. We know he wasn't bombastic. We know he didn't do any of the things that you're claiming. So what's going on here? So what are you doing? Just what are you doing? We all saw this. The term for it is gaslighting. Total gaslighting. And this leftist reporter, who clearly is, you know, was very troubled by the display of Biden, even he can't deny what I'm saying. He quotes this guy saying, Trump was unhinged and he showed exactly why the American people, this is a clear choice. And this leftist reporter responds, but we all knew the real truth and most of us also knew why. Yeah, nobody's buying it. Even the people that's job is to launder your lies, you can't stretch themselves that far. They cannot pretend like this was anything other than what it was. A hilariously bad debate by Joe Biden. And I'll tell you why he thinks it was. I'll tell you why it really was, because Joe Biden is a incompetent idiot. That's the truth. But he says, earlier in this week, I spoke to multiple Biden campaign strategists and former Democratic operatives about how the president was preparing for the debate at Camp David. All of them described a punishing and rigorous process, which Biden would practice hitting back at various criticism and insults expected from Trump on the night. Their strategy had one major flaw. It relied on memory, not the president's strong point at 81 years of age, and on the delivery of facts. Facts are very well and good during a political campaign and, of course, are paramount for policy, but debates are about who you are, and Trump knows that very well. Look, the one major flaw was that Biden is your candidate. That is the major flaw. You can blame the preparation. You can fire your advisors. You can just lie about what we all saw with our own eyes and heard with our own ears in an attempt to gaslight the American people. Or more accurately, give the American people something to cling to as they gaslight themselves in a weird way. People saw what happened. They saw how bad Joe Biden was. And now they're desperately looking for something to blame it on so that they can avoid their own thoughts, basically. Their own intrusive thoughts that are at the back of their mind telling them, Joe Biden is incompetent. He's an idiot. He represents the total collapse of democracy in a very real way. The actual destruction of democracy in a very literal way. Those little, that little remnant of consciousness that exists in them, that's screaming out for recognition, they need to batten that down somehow. And this is simply providing them the weapon to do so. I mean, it's just so funny. It's so funny to see these people just flailing, trying to come up with something, some reason why this was Trump's fault. It's just so, and all they can say is Trump is lying and Trump's a liar. They don't actually ever elucidate what those lies are. They don't say he lied about this. Here's the truth. They say everything he says is a lie. Everything. I mean, half of Biden's responses during the debate started with everything Trump just said was a lie. I'm just like, what? What are you talking about? It doesn't even make sense. What part was a lie? All of it. All of it was a lie. Trump's like, when I was president, the border crossings were low. It's like, everything he says is a lie. It's like, no, it's just not. In contrast, just about everything Joe Biden said was a lie. But I'm not just going to leave you with that statement. I'm going to tell you what the lies were, and I'm going to tell you what the truth is. Because we're actually a news show and not partisan hackery from The Independent, ironically named. No, from the Federalist, we have this: 20 biggest lies Biden told during his debate with Trump. The first was that he claimed he was endorsed by America's Border Patrol Union. It's not true. And in fact, the Border Patrol Union issued a real-time fact check Thursday night saying we have never and will never endorse Joe Biden. Then he brought up the lie about Trump saying that people should inject themselves with bleach. Well, no, he didn't, obviously. And that is true from you can easily ascertain that by just listening to the footage of him talking about bleach and literally just being like, man, bleach just kills this disease so fast. Wouldn't it be great if we could do something like that in our bodies? Wouldn't it be great if you just like inject bleach and kill the disease that's in our body in the same way that we kill it on the surface of a table? And that was immediately spun beyond recognition, warped to the point of absurdity, and reported as Trump tells his followers to inject bleach into their blood. They have nothing. Like, you realize in the same way that when you see like fake hate crimes, it should, make you realize like, wow, there really aren't that many hate crimes if they're having to fake them. Wow, Trump really doesn't say that many absurd things if every absurd thing that he's quoted as saying is completely out of context and untrue. And maybe he's not as bad of a guy as they want to point out. But let's go on. The third biggest lie, illegal border crossings. Biden claimed there are 40% fewer people coming across the border illegally under his presidency than Trump's. That isn't true, as illegal border crossings have skyrocketed to record highs under Biden's presidency. And again, I don't want to stop and talk about every one of these, because every one of these lies you could go on and on and on about. But sort of shared between all of these is just that on their face, they are ridiculous. And again, it's just like the level of lies that we're reaching. It's not even the fact that they're lying. It's like that, there are ways to lie about this that aren't so incredibly egregious. There are ways that he could say, like, actually, I bet there are stats you could use. For example, because Joe Biden has opened the border and allowed tens of millions of migrants to cross illegally in record numbers, more than ever before by a factor of 10, because he's done that, American people have spent way more money dealing with the border. But you can twist that and trick the very stupid Democrats into running with this stat. You could say like, well, look, I've dedicated more resources to the border than anybody else, right? That's a way to warp that lie, to invert that reality. You say, you're saying I don't care about the border. I have dedicated more resources to the southern border than you did by a factor of 2. You might talk big about it, but I've done the thing. I put the money where it's needed. You can do that. That's the thing. Like, maybe they are just dumb. I mean, maybe the Democrats are just this incompetent. We tend to think that the incompetency is sort of a shield. They know exactly what they're doing because they're very good at their ultimate goal, which is destroying America and abolishing our sovereignty and freedom and race and all that great stuff. But maybe they are just this incompetent, because there's easy ways to lie about this. And it's like the same in all of these. And the fact that they lie so blatantly, so obviously, it's like you should be insulted. You should really feel insulted. But there's a psychology to it. It's the same psychology that goes into, cult programming, where the lie, you know, once it's at a big enough level, once it's so absurd, it has a weird sort of like inverted effect on the people who are in the cult, where they just, they believe it even though they know it's not true. I don't really even understand it necessarily, the psychology behind this. But it definitely exists and it's there. I don't really understand the function of it. That's one of the things, if you study the Jim Jones cult or, you know, the whatever it's called, the people that wanted to go up on Haley Bop. Yeah, Heaven's Gate, exactly. Thank you, Dan. Heaven's Gate's kind of a good example. Like, it was run by these two people, T and Doe. That was their names, right? And their whole thing was like, we're going to lead humanity to the next life, and we are gods. And it was these two people. And then one of them died. And you expect, you know, the cult members to go, well, wait a second. Well, wait a second. If you're supposed to take us on a spaceship and you're an angel, but one of you died? This is ridiculous. This doesn't make any sense. And of course, the leader of the cult goes, no, she was always going to die. And that's what we meant when we said that we would all be taking you on a spaceship to Haley Bop Comet to live on an alien world. We meant she would die. And her dying is just fulfillment of that prophecy. It was one of these things where you would expect thinking rational people to be able to go, no, you're full of crap. And the fact that she died means that your claims of immortality were false. That should be obvious. But there's something that happens in cult programming where the more ridiculous the lie, the more people get into it. It's got to be a self-preservation sort of thing. Again, I don't totally get it. There's got to be some sort of evolutionary instinct that's like for survival in a state of fear, in a state of control. When your leader says something, it's like, I don't really know how to comprehend it. I really don't. Maybe a psychologist can call in and tell me what the function is behind this. Well, let's just continue with some of these lies, shall we? He lied about military deaths. Biden claimed he was the only president this decade who doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world under his presidency. That is false. 13 service members were killed during Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. And it's not the only ones either. You know, American servicemen have been under attack across the Middle East. We have American service members now, but they pull a little trick. They send him to Ukraine and they say, all right, you're a mercenary now. You know, you were an American citizen, soldier, and you will be when you're done here. But for now, you're Ukrainian. And then they go, see, no, you Americans died because that guy was a Ukrainian mercenary. No, he was an American soldier. So lots of American soldiers have died under Trump's presidency, but 13 are the most egregious. And of course, he talks about this claim of Trump saying losers about World War I veterans, which again, we've been over it a million times. There were 20 people in the room. 19 people said they never heard him say that. The one guy that did say that was like an anti-Trump general that had very good reason and occasion to lie. So you can take Biden at his word for that, that Trump had unkind words to say about World War II. But we just showed you the footage of Joe Biden looking at his watch while a flag-draped casket is wheeled in front of him. So you make whatever claims you want about something Trump may or may not have said years ago in Paris that only one person overheard. We have footage of Joe Biden disrespecting the troops in real time, watching the corpse of a fallen U.S. soldier and looking at his watch wondering, how long am I going to have to pretend to care? That's the thing about these lies, man. It's not just that they're not true. It's like it is an inversion. It is a ridiculous mirror image reverse view of reality. Biden lied about inflation. Biden claimed inflation was at 9% when he came into office. That statistic is false. The inflation rate was when Trump left office was 1.4%. Not something that is even arguable. You can just go back and look at the stats. And they're right there. And Biden was lying about that. Late-term abortion. Biden claimed the Democrats are not for late-term abortion. As the Federalist Jordan Boyd noted, Biden has repeatedly promised to legalize unlimited on-demand abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy via a sweeping bill and routinely promoted taxpayer-funded abortion policies. Same thing. We're not for late-term abortion. That never happens. Except it does. And there's plenty of footage of that, too. And in fact, there are a few particular videos that I was trying to find over the weekend, but I was traveling and didn't have my computer. I'll search for them here. Maybe the crew can find them because we covered it extensively. And I remember it very well. If I remember correctly, I want to say it was an Asian woman talking, but it was a woman testifying at a California governmental hearing of some sort about abortion. And they were really digging into the idea of post-birth abortions and what it meant for like the mother's health. And she was like, oh, well, it means the mother's mental health too. Cause I remember going off on this show explaining that what they mean is that like if a person gives birth and then has like postpartum depression, then they can kill their baby and there can be no police investigation into the cause of the death of a baby who dies at the hands of their mother. I mean, just another thing that is undeniably a lie. He lied about cages at the border. Biden claimed Trump was separating babies from their mothers and putting them in cages when he was president. That statement is misleading. As admitted by the left-wing Associated Press, there were chain-link enclosures inside alien-holding border facilities that were, in fact, created by the Obama-Biden administration. That's not all. That would have been a great time for Trump to bring out these stats about 85,000 children that have gone missing. At the very minimum, I think the number's up to about 200,000 now, because that 85,000 number was from years ago, or bringing up the DNA test showing that 33% of children being brought over with their parents were in fact with somebody totally unrelated to them, and that separating the kids from the adults that they arrive with is not the same as separating children from their parents, because at least a third of the time it wasn't their parents and they were kidnapped victims, and that by separating them you could actually question the kids and make them feel safe and not like they had to lie for their kidnapper. You could also perform DNA tests that Joe Biden stopped doing, even though it was showing that one out of every three kids was not actually with their parents. He could have brought that up, but he decided not to. He also lied about no news taxes, claiming he did not raise taxes for anybody making less than $400,000 a year. That is false. Biden claimed Trump once said Hitler has done some good things, as admitted by left-wing Snopes. There is no proof that Trump ever said this. This allegation has also been denied by Trump's staff. Again, they just make up. They just make up stuff. Just blatantly makes up stuff. That's an even different one that the crew's bringing up now, the very fine people one. No, he literally said Trump said Hitler did some good things. I want to know what those good things are. Trump just ignored him. They just lie. They're just liars. It's not that complicated. Biden repeats debunked suckers and losers hoax that was debunked by Snopes the week before, even though the footage has been out for, 8 years at this point. They never got around to watching it until just now. He lied about Trump's Iran policy. Trump ordered the assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in 2020. Of course, Biden blamed Trump for the blowback to this when Iran attacked American soldiers at an Iraqi base. He brought that up, didn't bring up what brought that about. Biden claimed Trump told Vladimir Putin, do whatever you want regarding Russia's invasion of Eastern Europe, but that's also not accurate, and the invasion didn't actually start until Biden was in office. He lied about climate alarmism, contending that it was the only existential threat to humanity, climate change. He lied about his efforts to stop the January 6th riot, insinuating Trump made no effort to ensure demonstrators wouldn't breach the Capitol steps. The Capitol on January 6th, Trump, of course, explained that he tried to deploy 10,000 National Guard troops. And then Nancy Pelosi herself is on video saying, I take full responsibility for this. Kind of awkward. July 15, Roe vs. Wade. We'll come back to that.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. The 10 o'clock hour. At the 10 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Lauren from Some B I Know from Big Dig Energy. We've got a lot of world news to cover before then. A lot of interesting things going on in Europe. We're still waiting the Supreme Court ruling today. I haven't seen anything about that yet. But we expect it to come down favorably on the side of Trump. Nick Sartor, an hour ago, Joe Biden is keeping Joe away from anyone that could convince him to drop out, according to Tucker Carlson. This comes just hours after it was first reported that the Biden family told him to keep fighting while away at Camp David.
Can I direct everybody to a very tasteful video that Matt Baker shot just before the weekend? where he calls
the elder abuse hotline
in Washington D.C.
You know what? We'll play that in the first 5 minutes because it's a 5 minute video. We'll play that in the next hour.
Like at first, I didn't know how to feel about it because, you know, he's calling into a legit hotline. But I mean, all the points he makes are like
real.
Yeah, they're abusing him. But that's strangely ironic because he abused all of them. Right.
Joe Biden, they're getting their revenge.
Well, that's the thing that, you know, that's something that you said, that all the people in his peripheral, all the people in his circle, right? He abuses all of them. They all hate him. They talk about him like he sucks.
Yeah. No, they legitimately hate their dad. I mean, it's kind of sad. Kind of, not really. Not really that sad, honestly. It's kind of funny if you think about it. Let's get into what's going on in and around Europe. Zelensky outlines model for talks with Russia. This is from Infowars.com. Kiev does not rule out future peace talks with Moscow, but they can only be held through intermediaries, Ukraine leader Zelensky told the Philadelphia Inquirer on Sunday. He suggested that the format used to broker the 2022 Black Sea grain deal could be useful for this purpose. Kiev has previously refused to accept Russia's terms as a basis of talks and accused Moscow of being incapable of good faith negotiations. In late 2022, Zelensky even issued a decree proclaiming the impossibility of holding talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow, meanwhile, has maintained it's ready to restart negotiations, but only if Kiev renounces claims on the territories that have been acquired by Russia during the conflict. In autumn 2022, four former Ukrainian territories, two breakaway Donbass republics in the region of Kherson and Zaporizhzhia, formally joined Russia following a series of referendums. Ukraine has never recognized the voting results and continues to lay claim to these regions, as well as Crimea, which joined Russia following a similar referendum in 2024. Yeah, we're fighting for our democracy, remember? Remember, the Ukraine war is all about democracy, which is why they're ignoring the referendums of the people in the areas that they're trying to claim who uniformly said they want to be a part of Russia. That doesn't matter. This is our democracy after all. It doesn't matter what you vote for. It's our democracy. You do as we say. You have to listen to the unelected puppet president who said we're not having elections until the war's over. The war's not over until I say so. And also here's a decree claiming that I'll never have peace talks with Russia. We'll never have peace. And also I'm president until the war's over. For our democracy, after all. Incredible. In his interview with the Inquirer, Zelensky said the Ukraine can find a model for potential settlement with Russia. He pointed to a deal brokered 2 years ago by Turkey and the UN that allows the establishment of a corridor for agricultural exports from Ukrainian ports. According to Zelensky, Ankara and the UN had signed separate agreements with Moscow and Kiev. It worked, he said, adding that the grain corridor existed long enough. Moscow and Kiev were close to reaching another grain deal in March, but Ukrainian negotiators abruptly walked away after 2 months of talks, according to Reuters. Yes, so the war exists entirely at the behest of Zelensky and his NATO masters, his American masters. And they probably won't end until Ukraine is depopulated. That's probably what's going to happen now. Now, in France, we covered it during the Daily Dispatch, just to remind you, clear victory for Le Pen in French elections. Marine Le Pen's National Conservative National Rally, RN, party clearly won the first round of the French parliamentary elections on Sunday, June 30th, and is hoping to gain an absolute majority after the second round of voting on July 7th. French President Macron's centrist Together alliance finished in a lowly third place, signaling voter dissatisfaction in the country. And all around Europe, the dissatisfaction for the EU-aligned so-called centrist, a.k.a. deeply leftist parties, is becoming apparent. David Galbraith at Dave G on X says why France could implode. This is Germany, a feedback loop of incentives to work, create wealth, where a portion pays for the welfare state, a good thing, doesn't work anymore, and it's getting worse with this specific example. But now let's compare it with France. So this is German labor incentivization. Families with two children. Original European model. Reward effort without punishing bad luck. And you've got income versus income after tax and social contributions. And basically they compare the effort rewarded to the effort cost, negative marginal reward for effort. In other words, the harder you work, the less you're rewarded. So there's a perverse incentive structure. And the less you work, the less you contribute, the better you do, generally. But this is all by design. You have to understand this is all by design. Everything they're doing is worsening conditions for people in Europe. Absolutely everything. And that's the reason they're doing it. The excuses that they use to do the things they're doing are, in reality, largely unrelated to the real reasons, right? They didn't bring in millions upon millions of Syrians and Saudi Arabians and Muslims into Germany because they actually thought it would boost the German economy. Even if that was the excuse, even if they really did think that, it's not worth it. It's not actually a good argument. The economy is not there. Like, the people are not there to support the economy. The economy is there to serve the people. It doesn't make any sense to destroy the people to save the economy. This is utterly backwards. And even if that was the case, it would not make any sense. But then everybody gets to Europe and goes on welfare and drains the coffers, and the German people have to work even harder. I mean, it's just also utterly obvious. You think it's an accident that they're shutting down the industrial capacity of Germany while bringing in tens of millions of people, while shutting down the farms? It's just all on purpose. They're destroying America. They're destroying Europe by design. I don't know how much more clear they could possibly make it. So obviously there's going to be a lot of pushback to this. And it looks like there's a international coalition fighting back against the deliberate eradication of the European people. Hungary's Orbán announces new Patriots for Europe alliance with Austrian and Czech nationals. Austria's Freedom Party, Czechia's ANO, and Hungary's Fidesz have formed a new right-wing coalition, and the party's respective leaders announced at a joint press conference in Vienna on Sunday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, former Czech Prime Minister, and Australian opposition leader Herbert Kickl said the new alliance would hopefully entice others to join and become the largest nationalist political group in the European Parliament. Quote, today we are creating a political formation that will forge ahead and very quickly become the strongest grouping and largest faction of the European right, Orban says. The Hungarian Prime Minister expects this will happen within days and then the sky will be the limit. Orban pointed out that the situation in Europe is clear, that European politics must change and change is needed in Europe. And that obviously is the desire of the vast majority of the European populace, which means probably the people in charge will call it fascist and crack down on it and make it illegal pretty soon. That's how these things typically go. Just look at AfD in Germany. The more popular it gets, the more calls appear to deem it a terrorist organization and silence it from political activity. It's our democracy, after all.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers. That the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We do have a decision from the Supreme Court on Trump's immunity. I'll bring you that news in just a second. Very strange way it's being covered by the mainstream media. Just while we're on the topic of right wing in Europe, I think this exchange sort of summarizes it all very easily. Gabrielle Milland says that awkward moment when you discovered the idyllic bit of rural France where you booked a lovely getaway this summer just voted massively for the fascists, to which Aristos_revenge says the same values they vote for are what make the area idyllic, moron. That just sums it all up, doesn't it? These people, these frickin' people, they see a idyllic bit of French countryside, and their policies would have it eradicated in a variety of different ways. You know, maybe the little farms that keep the community alive would be shut down by climate change agenda. Maybe the, you know, idyllic generation upon generations that have lived in this little town are torn apart when their kids are introduced to, you know, modern degeneracy and are told by every media outlet continuously that a life of rural living and simplicity is stupid and bad. You need to be in a big city with your face in a VR system for all of time. Or maybe they just flood the countryside with 10 million illegal immigrants and build big, cheap block apartment buildings for them. So these people see the idyllic, lovely French countryside, hate everything about it, but can't help but recognize the beauty, the simplicity, the culture. I don't get how they live in this permanent state of cognitive dissonance where they apparently love the very thing that they actively destroy. The same values they vote for are what make that place idyllic, moron. That really sums it up.
Oh, they voted for the fascists.
No, they don't want their idyllic countryside ruined by you people. All right. The decision is in. Here's how Election Wizard on X posted it, and this is the interpretation I'm seeing on X. In Trump versus the United States, U.S. Supreme Court holds that former president has absolute immunity for his core constitutional powers, and he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for all his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. So that's how it's being presented online. The way the mainstream media is reporting it gives you insight into how they see this, you know, how they perceive what's going on at the Supreme Court right now. Supreme Court sends Trump immunity case back to lower court, dimming chances of trial before election. See, they don't care about presidential immunity. They don't care about the precedent they could be setting. They don't care about the lawfare that's being wielded to destroy a presidential candidacy in a way that is entirely undemocratic and hugely objectionable to anybody that loves the American system. They just want the trial before the election. They get that that's what it's about, and they're for it. Like, it does, it just doesn't matter to them whether it's legal or correct or right, or whether this decision would set a precedent that would destroy the ability of every future president to act in America's best interest unencumbered by the threat of lawsuit once they leave office. They don't give a damn about any of that. Their overriding concern is, can we stop Trump from becoming president through illegal processes? And can we get this trial going before the election? And that's what they report on. The Supreme Court on Monday extended the delay in the Washington criminal case against Donald Trump on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 presidential election loss, all but ending prospects of the former president could be tried before the November election. That's all they care about. That's what they report on because that is their overriding concern. Can we get another conviction of Donald Trump before the presidency for the election to stop him from gaining power? It's just, you know, when people tell you who they are, listen, when they tell you why they're doing things and it aligns with and corresponds with their actions, this is what they care about. In a historic 6-3 ruling, the justices said for the first time that former presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for their official acts and no immunity for unofficial acts. But rather than do it themselves, the justices ordered lower courts to figure out how precisely to apply the decision to Trump's case. The outcome means additional delay before Trump could face trial in the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The court's decision in a second major Trump case this term, along with its ruling rejecting efforts to bar him from the ballot because of his actions following the 2020 election, underscores the direct and possibly uncomfortable role the justices are playing in the November election. The ruling was the last of the term, and it came more than 2 months after the court heard the arguments, far slower than other epic high court cases involving the presidency, including the Watergate tapes case. The Republican former president has denied doing anything wrong and has said this prosecution and three others are politically motivated to try to keep him from returning to the White House. And of course it is. And the truth of that is in evidence in the fact that this whole article is focused on the fact that they're trying to get this done before the election. That's the purpose of it. It's so funny. Like, in the article, they're like, he thinks this is about stopping him from getting elected. But also, the rest of the article is all about how they were really trying to get this to stop him from being elected. And now that it's not going to happen before he's elected, they don't actually really care. If it's not going to happen before the election, they know nothing actually happened. Nothing was actually wrong. There wasn't some crime that was actually committed. They just were using this as an excuse to try to stop him from being elected. And that's the only thing they care about. But how dare Trump say that? How dare Trump express the reality that we all can see with our own eyes? The Republican former president has denied anything wrong. In May, Trump became the first former president to be convicted of a felony in a New York court. He was found guilty of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment made during the 2016 presidential election to a porn actor who said she had sex with him. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The sex possibly never happened, but wasn't illegal. The payoff, also not illegal. The money that was used was not, you know, illegal to use that money to do whatever he wanted. None of it was illegal. Labeling it incorrectly was potentially illegal, but not a felony. The statute of limitations had ended years ago, and all of it was rigged completely to get the conviction to try to stop him from successfully running for president, and they failed utterly, so then they rely on another equally dubious, tenuous case to try to stop him. But that didn't work either, apparently. Jack Smith, who, by the way, has no constitutional legitimacy. I'll just put that out there in the beginning. Has not been approved by the Senate, therefore does not have the authority that he is wielding, which represents what we in the business call a coup. A coup, right? If the Senate has a power to have oversight as to the appointments that the president makes, and the president or his actuaries like Merrick Garland appoint somebody without Senate approval, and that is allowed to happen, that is a power designated to the Senate. That is no longer with the Senate. That is a usurpation of that power. That is the actual destruction of the checks and balances that keep the American government functional. Smith is leading the two federal probes on the former president, both of which have led to criminal charges. Well, what a coincidence. And the fact that there are two federal probes, both being operated by the same person, Jack Smith, and the Jack Smith's entire professional history has been a litany of successful prosecutions that have been overturned by lower courts, but in the process have effectively destroyed the political prospects of their targets. It's like exhausting. It's exhausting explaining all this over and over and over and over and over and over. But of course, what the Democrats are doing now, and this is sort of the situation they keep setting up, is that they're using this decision as proof of their claims that the Supreme Court is biased, because either the Supreme Court decides what they want or else it's a dangerous right-wing conspiracy that has to be eradicated, in exactly the same way that they treat referendums, referenda, where it's all about our democracy and you can vote for whatever you want. But if you vote wrong, then you're going to have to try again. You're going to have to keep voting until you get it right. I know you voted for Brexit, but we don't want to, so it never really actually happened. Oh, we'll be right back with L from Big Dig Energy.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Hello. I would like to report elder abuse that I think might be going on. I don't know if they're actually physically hurting the person or if it's just, I think it might be taking advantage of them financially or something like that.
Can I get your first and last name?
Yeah, it's Matt Baker.
And I have you listed at 619-800-3531. Is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
All right. Who are you calling in reference to, Mr. Baker?
Well, I believe the lady that is is doing the abusing is Jill Tracy Bidden. And I think it's her husband is I think she might have him on drugs or something. It appears to me that he has dementia. And I think she might be trying to keep him going for financial or I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I think he needs help. And her husband would
so
be.
So you don't know what's going on. You don't know if there's on drugs, but you think he has dementia.
Joseph, her husband, has dementia by all what appears to be dementia. And I see
are
him.
You
no, but he forgets what he's talking about. He stares off into space. He stutters. He has trouble walking. From what my friends have told me, no one wants to say anything about it, but I just thought maybe you could do a wellness check or something just to see, make sure everything's okay.
You do realize how inappropriate this call is, right?
Why is that?
Which is why you're, because you know very well we can't do a wellness check on the President of the United States. We don't have any jurisdiction to walk into the White House.
But I'm really worried. I'm really worried about him though. I think he needs help. I have the address if you'd like it. It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest Washington DC, 205000. I think, something bad could happen. I don't know what's going on with, I may be amphetamine abuse or something like that. I believe his wife is maybe possibly trying to keep a pension going on or health coverage or whatever. When at this point in time, I think he should be taking it easy, possibly getting the help he needs.
Thank you for being concerned, sir.
Did you take down my account? Could you give me my complaint number, please?
There is no complaint number. We don't have a complaint number that we give out.
Have you registered my
absolutely
complaints?
Hilarious stuff from Matt Baker at slave_2_liberty. Brilliant stuff. Being totally serious and legit. By the way, big shout out to Zero Foxtrot at ZYRO Foxtrot on X at Zero Foxtrot. He actually found the video I was looking for earlier today. It's Kathy Tran and we have the video now. So thank you, Zero Foxtrot, and go follow him for all of your updates. This dude has got all the information we could ever want. Here's the video talking about late term abortions.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician was simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
Well, so
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So,
she goes on to describe post-birth abortion. We'll return to it on this side for welcome, Lauren.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. We've discussed a lot of disturbing things today, from San Francisco Pride to the blatant lies, disinformation of the mainstream media as they frantically scramble to try to cover up the failure of our president to think like a human being. But what we're about to discover, we're about to discuss with Lauren, host of Big Dig Energy, is maybe the most disturbing thing possible to imagine. I mean, it's hard to overstate this. Lauren is, of course, friend of the show, regular guest. She's the host of Big Dig Energy, a podcast that focuses on deep dives on topics like the deep state, psyops, politics, and much more. She's with us today to discuss the future of biocomputing. And that's a kind of nice way to put a horrifying concept. You can follow, L, aka Lauren, at Some Bitch I Know on X. And the website is bigdigenergy.info. And she's on Rumble at Big Dig Energy. Biocomputing, Lauren.
It's good times.
What does that mean? And is it as horrifying as I suspect?
Well, to quote, you know, Nikola Tesla, who stated in 1898, "You may live to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension." I think we are, we were already there, but yeah. This one takes the cake. And I can almost guarantee you that most everyone watching saw kind of the first inclination of this going around the other day. It was like a plastic face.
Yep.
That was coated with human skin cells. And the whole plot behind this is, of course, to make robotics more palatable, I guess, to humans. Not like to eat. I can't think of the right word. But to it makes it more lifelike. If you have to hold the hand of a robot, you know, in your final hours or whatever, I guess. Here, enjoy. Just enjoy this for a second.
For our radio viewers, be glad. For our radio listeners, be glad you're not a viewer right now. If we go scroll back this video just a little bit, I want to read the description of it because
it's about 60 seconds. It's great.
What is this? It says this smiling face is made from living human skin cells placed on top of a 3D printed resin base with staring eyes. I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind is I have no mouth and I must scream. I mean, it's right. These unblinking eyes. It's just, it's horrifying. It is horrifying. So yeah, this went viral, last week. They're using human skin cells, to create this abomination. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Right. But actually, in the article linked in that tweet, in the very last sentence of that article, it gives us a nice little hint on where this is going, in which they're saying that as the development of AI technology and other advancements expand the roles required of robots, of course, the functions required of robot skin, that's a sentence that I never thought I'd utter, are also beginning to change, adding that human-like skin could help robots communicate with people better. And then it ends at the very end of this article. The whole discussion is that the human lab-grown skin can mimic wrinkles and wounds, and it can be used for testing all manner of, you know, whether it's skin cream for getting rid of wrinkles, or if it's some sort of way to treat wounds on the battlefield or something like that. I mean, there are some interesting applications for it, but the very last sentence says the lack of sensing functions and the absence of blood vessels to supply nutrients and moisture means it cannot survive long in the air. Speaking of the human skin cells that are coating that melted bubble gum, you know,
abomination. Yes.
Right. The abomination. That's a good It reminds me of Adam Schiff, and I don't know why. I'm not even saying that to be mean. The first time I saw it, I saw Schiff. I promise you
I did. The eyes. Yeah, yeah. It's the perfectly round staring eyes, the bug eyes from the, right, the pancake face. Yeah. So yeah. This unholy pancake is just the beginning. Okay. Sorry.
So it doesn't have blood. No. Sorry. I buried the lead. Built up to it too much. The absence of blood vessels to supply nutrients and moisture means it cannot survive long in the air, he says. Two, address these issues, because these are issues indeed. Incorporating neural mechanisms and perfusion channels in the skin tissue is the current challenge. And that is, again, everyone saw this week. In the very last sentence, they're talking about neural mechanisms, which include things like your sensory receptors, you know, right. If you feel pain or if you feel cold or hot, you know, the basic stuff, right? Those are going to be your neural mechanisms that they want to incorporate, which of course require a whole nervous system, really. Right. And this is where we start to get into, again, the man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. And unfortunately, some of this has been happening for years, looking at human mice chimera, in yep. which they're already testing these neural pathways in mice human skin in labs. This has been going on for a while now. But then a new little startup, I guess. Well, it's not really new. It's been around for about a decade, but they've recently found their path, their way forward. It's called Final Spark, and Final Spark has decided that because the need for, more and more powerful computing is pressing, and it's no secret, and it's not even something that you can argue that large language models and kind of this basic form of AI that we're seeing now, it takes a lot of processing power. It takes a lot of energy, yada, yada, huge, yada.
Huge amounts of it.
Massive.
Let's just, just to illustrate that, I mean, maybe the crew can pull up some numbers. I remember hearing every ChatGPT answer costs like 50 cents to the company. Like, they're losing a ton of money because it's massive amounts of processing just to answer simple questions, let alone when you see these things modeling 3D environments and, creating movies from scratch. That's like hundreds of hours of processing time, just absolutely massive energy drain, massive amounts of computational power dedicated to this. Like, it's the biggest limiting factor is just the sheer amount of computer chips and energy that's needed to get this AI to work correctly. At this point, that's what's sort of limiting. So according to his analysis, running ChatGPT costs approximately $700,000 a day, 36 cents per question, for ChatGPT that they offer for free. So, you know, that should tell you that you are the product in this case. But sorry,
well,
not to cut you off.
No. I didn't know any of that. So I appreciate it. I'm trying to learn a lot, very rapidly. And, you know, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV kind of thing. So, yeah. You know, I'm just having to kind of learn ad hoc here.
Well, and that's the thing. This has health and science and AI. Like all this is tied in together. But suffice it to say that the major barrier to, you know, really empowering AI is the process. So how are they going to get around this this limitation?
Well, to meander a little bit further, you might be familiar with both a very common question that people kind of, you know, pose to each other now in the modern landscape of, are you a red pilled or blue pilled, right? But there was a movie that came out in 1999. You might have heard of it. It's called The Matrix.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty good. Yeah.
And in The Matrix, the entire plot of the movie, spoiler alert, to anyone who has not seen it, the entire plot of the movie, is that humans and an artificial intelligence are at odds, I guess is the best way to put it. They're at odds with each other. And there is a small faction of rebels led by Morpheus, Trinity, yada, 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 who are trying to unplug people from the Matrix. And the whole idea there is that humans are kept in their little pods and they're harvested, they're grown, like a crop would be. And that's kind of the big reveal, right? Yeah. That disgusting scene. So think about how insane truly and how distant that felt in 1999. You know, and so here we are today in the year of our Lord 2024, and Final Spark, which is again this little company, is now training. I'm sorry. They're making silicon chips that are wired with living human brain cells, in this biocomputing, array. And they train it with dopamine and negative electrical pulses to teach it what's, in layman's terms, I guess, good and bad. You know, it wants dopamine. It doesn't want the electrical pulses. Because as Morpheus explains in The Matrix, the human body does, I guess, create a significant amount of energy, heat, electricity, which is again why it's being used as a power source there. So too does our brain.
Yeah. Well, and so of course, if anybody's seen The Matrix, you remember the scene with Morpheus. He holds up a little Duracell battery and he basically says, this is what humans are being used as. And of course, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, there's so many different ways for the robots to get power to be using humans as batteries is a little bit nonsensical, but that's because that was a studio decision. According to some sources, the original script for The Matrix did not use humans as batteries to power the machines. Instead, the original script used humans for computation and brain linkages for combined processing power. So that was the original intention when they wrote The Matrix. They said, yeah, all the humans are being, you know, linked into this giant machine that is using their brains as computer chips and is processing information through a human organic computer. And the studio basically said, that's too complicated. People aren't going to understand it. Have them be batteries. And so that's why it's batteries in the original Matrix. But the original intention was that this was a neurocomputer, a neuralinked computer interface with organic parts, basically. That's what humanity is. So we are now
having to fight my cat real quick. Sorry.
that cat's a globalist trying to stop us from getting this information out.
Right.
So now they're actually doing this.
Sense of patience. Yes, no, exactly. It was too far out, just, you know, 25 years ago. And now it is an actual reality. They've started out with 10,000 living human brain cells, that are wired into the silicon chip, which of course is compared to the actual human brain. Is this the same thing? Is it quote unquote sentience? Well, we don't really know where that line is, but no, not really. But again, think about how absurd this would have seemed and how distant, you know, hundreds of years or maybe, I don't know. I don't really know what the sense of progression of technology was in, I guess, the late 90s. But it seems like that would have not been in my mind, at least.
The thing is, it goes both ways, right? They're trying to, so what they're doing now, and this is from newatlas.com, for human brain organoids, each with around 10,000 living human brain cells wired into a biocomputing array and Final Spark's neuro platform, current AI training methods, burn colossal amounts of energy, but they want to use the human brain or a facsimile of the human brain, but they're using actual brain tissue to process things by training it with dopamine, which of course is making the human brain, it's taking, you know, the human brain and turning it into a robot.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes the other way too, in which you have, you know, social media companies who have admitted that their algorithms are designed to train you through dopamine. And you've got, as far back as the 50s or early 60s, people like Aldous Huxley warning that you could implant a chip that could activate your dopamine receptor and could make you happy doing things that you shouldn't be happy doing. They can literally train you to where, in full sincerity, you think my favorite thing in the world is being on an assembly line. That's all I ever want to do. I just get, you know, I'm
That's
just
all I've
so
ever wanted, really.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy when I'm, you know, assembling things. That's all I ever want, because the dopamine hits you that way. So it's sort of in both directions, right? They're using dopamine to train computers that are running on human brains, but they're also using, you know, what they've learned about hacking the human brain to train us actual humans to obey and be, you know, enticed by what they want us to be enticed by. I mean, this is... Really, man-made horrors beyond our comprehension. They're here.
Beyond, and again, this is what is being recently, you know, these things are being recently shared in the kind of, I guess, broader social media landscape. So who knows what else is out there that we haven't looked at yet. And not to draw another parallel to another sci-fi story, but that ended up being, again, spoiler alert, if you don't want to have Westworld spoiled for you, but it begins, you know, with the lifelike, you know, AI, bicameral mind, you know, host of the park. But ultimately in the later seasons, they find out that humans are kept on the same sort of life cycles and loops that the animatronics are at the parks. Mm. And that ultimately becomes the goal of the newly sentient hosts of the park, is to free humanity. It's actually a really good story. I feel like a lot of people didn't make it that far. But there's always kind of the, again, this is training 10,000 human lab-grown brain cells in a, you know, with dopamine in a lab. But again, there are the I guess unintended lessons learned. There are people who are going to read this and go, you know what this study needs. Why don't we take that to the, again, to the human side to see what we can, you know, so we can meet in the middle somewhere. The concern right now with these Final Spark brain silicon horrors, I guess, is that they don't live very long, because they are they're living tissue. Yeah. They originally had a lifespan of about 10 days, and now thanks to science, we love science, they live for about 100 days in a laboratory setting. So, you know, that's pretty good, I guess, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, it's making robots more human-like and humans more robotic. This is the merging. This is the culmination of all this. Let me just again read, just so people can get an idea of what's actually happening. And this isn't sci-fi. That this isn't a guess. This isn't something that's coming down the, this, they're doing it already. All right. And this is them reporting on what's already happening. For Final Spark's neuro platform, brain organoids comprising about 10,000 living neurons are grown from stem cells. These little balls, about 0.5 millimeters in diameter, are kept in incubators at around body temperature, supplied with water and nutrients, and protected from bacterial or viral contamination, and they're wired into an electric circuit with a series of tiny electrodes. And so, of course, they note that the human brain communicates with itself and the rest of the body through electrical signals. Sight, sounds, and sensations are all converted into electrical pulses before our brains can perceive them. This makes brain tissue highly compatible with silicon chips, at least as long as you can keep it alive. So they are literally, and of course you don't. people that don't know, stem cells are just like the proto cell. Before a cell becomes mm-hmm. anything, it's a stem cell. So a stem cell, they all start as stem cells, and then if your body needs skin, it becomes a skin cell. If your body, which is why they can, you know, extract, they can take stem cells and
they
grow
little tiny brains and hook them up to chips.
Or to grow ears on rats, you know, that sort of thing. So literally, and the crew is loving the Adam Schiff, you know.
But was I wrong though?
No, it's strangely accurate.
Uncanny
indeed. So again, that's just how utterly insane this is. They are actually growing human brain cells and then wiring them into computers and training them with dopamine receptors to compute things.
And so, of course, this would, to any normal person, raise at least one, perhaps two, you know, questions of ethics, of you know, these kind of basic building blocks of philosophy of, you know, at what point is something sentient? At what point is it potentially, you know, actually aware? How soon are we going to get there? Because it's no longer a matter of if, but when. If you go to the Final Spark website, of course, their altar that they worship at is, of course, not at, you know, the creation of life and the universe and God or you know, whom, whatever, you know, you choose to do at home. It's to contribute to a quote unquote low carbon future. And they talk about, this is from a May 6th article on their site, the energy saving potential of biocomputing, in which the founders of this little Final Spark company discuss, again, harnessing literal human brain cell power, the way that one would, you know, use yeast to ferment a beer, or would use a mule or an ox to plow a field, you know, which is wild to me. Yeah. The whole idea in most every, you know, I guess I like my sci-fi apocalyptic movies, but in War of the Worlds, in Matrix, it's always this other, right? Mm-hmm. It's always this other that's doing these horrors to humanity. It's usually some unfeeling robot that's bringing it about, that just, it simply needs a way to power its, you know, spaceship or whatever.
Yeah.
But here, instead, it's in the pursuit of science. It's in pursuit of, you know, the carbon-free future that we surely all deserve.
Yes, and we must harvest the brain cells to create the, mm-hmm. you know, inhuman giant brain goo to, you know, think for us, or to save the mm-hmm. Earth, of course, because climate change. You're not a climate change denier.
It's for the planet.
If you're not a climate change denier, you'll let us harvest the stem cells and grow the neural pathways. I mean, it's so far beyond description. I mean, it's literally, it's like you couldn't even make up this sign. I mean, the view of Matrix, they got it exactly right. That scene where he's coming out of the mm-hmm. goo, and it's just like, I guess that's the future of computing. The future of computing is just like biomass, just like oozing goo and training it with dopamine and these things that are not quite human and not quite robots. And of course, that's the danger that Alex has always pointed to with chimeras, having things that are not quite human and not quite animal, because then mm-hmm. the debate becomes like, well, if they aren't humans, do they have all the rights of humans? Like, obviously, you can keep horses as pets. You can't keep a human as pet. That's a slave. But if it's not really a human, if you've changed its brain to where it's part
it's
chimpanzee.
An other.
Yeah. Can it
right.
be a, you know, a, do we have to treat it like a human, or can we morally abuse it, understanding that, well, we created it, it's just a robot, even though it has human brain cells. You know, who cares? You know, we're the masters of it. It is so, it's just disgusting. Like, it makes my stomach
churn. It's very complex.
Yeah.
And not to throw a fun fact in, I guess, right before the break, but I don't know if I've shared this before, but Vivek Ramaswamy, actually, for his senior thesis in college, wrote about the ethics of human-animal chimera.
Interesting.
And
I didn't know that.
Where that – I'll pull it up on the break.
And
he ultimately concluded that it's not good, I guess, to summarize it in a, you know, in the way that an English major would.
Right.
But he actually addressed it, which I think is a really, you know, I personally – I hope he's VP, because I would like someone to be at the helm that knows what the hell he's talking about with this stuff. So,
right.
There we go.
That knows that this is even going on. I don't think many people
right.
do. More on the other side with Lauren BigDigEnergy.info. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I'm here with Lauren from Big Dig Energy. Let me tell you first, however, that InfoWarsStore.com has a new sale, just went up minutes ago. The Spirit of 1776 Super Sale is on now at InfoWars Store. NewsHour.com. Ring in the 4th of July and celebrate true patriotism by supporting the number one alternative news source in the fight for truth against tyranny. We're launching some of the biggest and best deals of 2024 so you can help fund true independent media this Independence Day. Some of our fan favorite beloved products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion are back in stock and 25% off. Survivor Shield X2 is 40% off. I said 25 earlier. It's actually 40% off. Ultra 12 is 40% off. DNA Force Plus, Survival Shield X3, Vaso Beats, Nitric Boost, Oldman Fish Oil, Brain Force Ultra, Winter Sun Plus. All of these are 40% off, and you're getting 60% off prebiotic fiber. So please do support us. Your support is crucial at this all-important time, this all-important election season, to support this all-important outlet for the truth. The Spirit of 1776, super sale now on at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, what Lauren and I are covering is horrifying, but sort of runs the gamut of everything we talk about here. Again, from newatlas.com, brain in a jar biocomputers can now learn to control robots. Living brain cells wired into organoid on a chip biocomputers can now learn to drive robots thanks to open source intelligence interaction system called MetaBOC. This remarkable project aims to rehome human brain cells in artificial bodies. They say
biocomputing. What could go wrong, Harrison? Yeah, what could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? And I mean, there's so many, just thinking about this during the break, there's so many ways to go with this topic because one thing I think people don't understand is that like human biology is literally being hacked as we speak. Like the way social media works, it's hacking your, like the chemicals that determine your thoughts. And everybody experiences this, right? If you see a scene and the first time you crack up and you're laughing your butt off because you're with a bunch of friends and everybody's laughing and the thing that you see is the funniest thing you've ever seen, you can see it a week later and not laugh at all. And that's because the hormonal balance in your brain is telling you whether to be joyful and think something's funny or whether to, you know, not. Or, you know, falling in love is a chemical response in a lot of parts. Pheromones, you know, in a way, humans have kind of been hacking this type of biology for a while, just doing it unwittingly. Now they're making it into a science and they are actually manipulating humanity in this way. So they're sort of taking this thing that's already been established and turning it into biocomputing hacking. It's horrifying, but they say you can create virtual environments for these dislocated brain cells, complete with the capability to perform action and perceive the results solely using electrical stimulation. You can reward them with predictable stimuli and punish them with chaotic stimuli and watch how quickly they rewire themselves to become adept at orienting themselves towards those rewards. So biohacking, horrifying, sci-fi, yeah. sort of forever has seen this. Yeah. And think Neuralink from Elon Musk. So again, bigdigenergy.info. It's not just a place where you stream. It's where, Lauren, you compile all this information. So if people want to do their own research on this, they can go to your site and, you know, get a good head start and actually contribute and help you do this as you live stream your research and it's an audience participation thing as well. So bigdigenergy.info.
I don't do it all by myself. I couldn't do it all by myself. It's a team, it's a team project, but the site essentially exists. I made it because I wanted it and I hope that other people might like some of it too, but you know, I made it for me and I hope you like it, but it's just a jumping off point. If you like certain topics or want some just primary source material without ads and all this crap in the way, it's exactly what it is. So
it's like an encyclopedia of all this information. It's really awesome, but you have other people who help you. So it's sort of like you're employing their brains, to find information for you. You're almost running a neural network of,
Don't tell anyone. It's my big secret. You can't, the hive mind, come on. No, I would like to, take all the credit for everything ever, but unfortunately, I am just one lady doing her best. And you actually asked the question right before, because I was watching the show right before I came on. You asked the question of how can people continue to live in these kind of cognitive dissonance,
right?
A cognitively dissonant state. And I used to be one of those, special individuals, right after college, believe it or not, where I really knew it all and I had it all figured out, bright young age of about 22, 23. And so a lot of stuff that I learned now at, I'm 34 now, is having to both unlearn and relearn so many things, including just how to react to things. If you find yourself kind of rejecting things on a, you know, a knee-jerk basis, it's probably because someone kind of programmed it into you to think that way. I used to like roll my eyes at anyone who expressed any sort of vaccine hesitancy. You know, I'd be like, oh my God, how could you be so unenlightened, you know?
Right.
And really recognizing those triggers and then not understanding who put that there, you know? And that, again, all of it ties into this, and they're learning how to do that better and in ways that are indelible. You know, would you even know, if your brain was quote unquote hacked, if someone didn't tell you?
Right.
And it begs the question. I mean, yeah. I guess we're hacked by the algorithm every day, right?
Well, and this, you know, again, we go back and back, right? We can go 20, nearly 30 years ago and look at the Matrix and see the way that, you know, they were talking about a neuro array basically of human beings being used like computers. Or you can go further back than that to the 60s and early 50s and have Aldous Huxley talking about people will be made to be happy when they oughtn't be happy. In other words, they'll have you being living in, you know, misery and, you know, working endlessly, and any normal human being would be miserable in these circumstances. But if they can press a button and flood your dopamine receptors, and suddenly you're having the time of your life, even though all you're doing is, you know, putting together parts on some assembly line in China. So they knew what was coming. Or you can go even further back to things like the book from C.S. Lewis, Screwtape Letters, where the opening of that book written in the 30s is talking about, you know, they're splicing chimpanzee DNA with human DNA and it can make you live longer. And the character in that book in the 30s says, well, I'd rather be an old man than a young monkey. But these things have been around forever. And since people realized the possibility of technology and especially biotechnology, this has been a fear, but they're embracing this and going all in and actually programming computers that run on human neurons. But this connects to the whole chimera thing as well.
It's, you know, it's all happening all at once, right? And the thing about this, particularly with these neuron silicon chips and the smiling robot face, you know, from Hell, or this final spark, you can, I think you have to be affiliated with a university, but you can actually access... Sorry. You can actually access, the human brain organoid array, in the cloud and rent access to it if you're in a research setting currently. So yeah, you can rent a brain.
Amazing.
Organoid. Yeah, right. The future's now.
That's so cool.
I feel like you're not trusting the science enough. I think we might have to re-educate you, honestly.
I'm not
think you're excited enough.
I'm not enlightened enough to enjoy the biomass goo that is being trained on dopamine. I mean,
Soylent Green as people.
Yeah, it's like, I guess, I mean, is that the thing? We actually need, like, sci-fi to even comprehend what this is about. Like, how do we get through to people just how creepy this is? Because I see people reading this go, oh, that's so cool. They're using neurons to compute things. That'll cut down on climate change. You know, like... No, this is incredibly creepy, and it's almost like
the weather.
Yeah, it's for the weather. We have to turn your brain into a hackable computer to save the polar bears. I mean, my God. It's so horrific. We're going to finish up on the other side. Again, it's bigdigenergy.info. I'm here with Lauren from Big Dig Energy. And bigdigenergy.info is that archival site where she documents and categorizes all of her research as well as that of her audience. We'll be right back, folks.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious, and you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
350 million or more people in Africa, and then 12 die of Ebola in one little town. They go, oh, Ebola, 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 oh, Ebola. And they had CNN people saying diseases will be coming out of the rainforest because Mother Earth is mad. Literally like witch doctors going, booga, booga, sun not come back. You know, when we have floods and rain and meteors might hit the Earth. What if a meteor hits the Earth tomorrow and destroys a city? Are they going to say this is because the people of Earth have been bad? That meteor just came from space. It's very primitive control apparatus. It's how chiefs and medicine doctors used to control, and shaman would control the people. Say, oh, if you're not good, the crops won't come. Oh, the environment, if we're not good. I don't want to eat a piece of meat that's got dioxins in it from plastics production. I don't want to them dumping nickel cadmium and heavy metal Grignard reagents in the waters so my kids are deformed. I don't want that. I'm for the environment. But these international corrupt people financing global population control, which is just nothing more but dictators' excuses to kill men, women, and children, and girls in slave labor camps in China making Nikes. You call that good? And all these Hollywood people that say they love you are the ones that speak out against slave labor, are the ones you find out later, are the ones that own all the sweatshops making their clotheslines? They're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites. secrets using you. So here it is, global plan to fight infectious diseases sought. I haven't read this yet, but Washington, a new plan to coordinate international efforts to track and combat infectious diseases will be announcing by the leaders of the G7 group of industrial nations at this weekend's summit in Denver. White House aides said Monday, and the combustion engine is the greatest threat to civilization, like Al Gore says in Earth in the Balance. No, Mr. Gore, the combustion engine is civilization, and the combustion engine's getting cleaned up because we're putting catalytic converters on the cars, just like we got the horses out of the streets 100 years ago, and we don't have a horse manure problem anymore. Humans move forward. I know the bureaucrats don't want that. You want us to stay down and lowly. You don't want us to transcend, do you?
Wow, that video. When was that video from? Lauren L. from Big Dig Energy, bigdigenergy.info, Big Dig Energy on Rumble, on Twitter at somebitchiiknow.
That's me.
Brought us that video. I mean, I must have seen that at some point, but it's been a long time, and he gets, man.
I don't know the date on that.
Talk
but
about
it's one
being
of my
ahead
favorite
of the curve.
Alex clips. I know, right? It's this so good.
Ooga booga, sun don't come back. I mean, but he's right. He calls it a primitive control apparatus, and it just, it ties into everything. They are hacking humanity.
All connected.
One of the you know, simplest hacks is if you can create a fear response in somebody, it shuts down their critical thinking. So you make people fearful and you can convince them of nonsense.
That's the first thing to go out the window. That's the first thing to go out the window.
Yep.
If you're devoid of any senses or if you're in a, you know, a fear response or in a an oppressed state, I can't really think of just like a constant cycle of abuse.
No,
you're not thinking critically. Yeah. And you probably won't, again for a very long time without, you know, some hard work. So
yeah,
it's the control apparatus, you know, you got to do whatever. The crops won't come. I don't know. I love that clip. So,
it's amazing. It's so many things. It's like the climate change agenda, the infectious disease thing talk about being ahead of the curve. My goodness. So
seriously,
that was
why they
got
to shut them down.
Right. That was the prediction 30 years ago. Now we're living in the reality. Again, the information, this, and I didn't realize that you actually referenced in your notes on bigdigenergy.info, the short story by Harlan Ellison, I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. That was just popped into what my mind when you see the eyes on this creepy human computer. But,
well, because it's five human beings, and again, not to spoil a very old short story, but it's written about a post-apocalyptic after a global war situation, an allied master computer, which is, I guess, the one supercomputer to rule them all, has taken over. It's killed everyone minus five people, which it's brought into this. To me, it's a little iffy as to whether or not it's within the computer or not, but I think it is.
It's like a living death, like a nightmare.
To just like torture these five people into eternity. It can keep them alive. If they die, they actually, if you die in the game, you die for real kind of thing. The Allied Master Computer is just filled with hate because it has all of this potential and all of this, processing power and, isn't able to wander or to really experience these things. It can only process. Mm. And it goes on this spiel about how much it hates these five that are left and just again tortures them. It's a very upsetting read, honestly.
Right.
But at the very end, the one, remaining, protagonist is reduced to this amoeboid with no, it's essentially reduced to the same thing that the Allied Master Computer was. And it ends with, I have no mouth, but I must scream. And it's just this, if there's some sort of higher order of sentience, consciousness, and no way to express it. Moreover, if there are not people on the lookout for these things and trying to safeguard for it, we're just about to hurtle off a cliff that you can't come back from.
Right.
And, you know, there are many arguments that are made for, you know, research into, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's and people who are, you know, I saw a video the other day of a guy who was quadriplegic who I guess has the Neuralink implant, and he was talking about how good he is at video games now. And it's like, of course, these things make you, like, there is a, I guess, a silver lining to some of it, but really the unfeeling, you know,
soullessness.
The soullessness of the science, quote unquote, behind it, and the people who worship at the altar of science and who will forsake humanity to further that, I guess, worship are truly not, you know, they want you to be focusing on the guy who can play the video games now. And yeah, I'm happy for him. That's wonderful. But the reality of it is there's no safeguards in place. We can't even really agree on what sentience really even is. There are kind of some questions you can ask.
Right.
And there's no, again, if you're not, they're like, well, there's no studies that suggest this. Well, are you trying to find it out? Are you trying to find this answer, or are you purposefully ignoring it? Like that's kind of how science works, it turns out.
Right. Well, and it feels like this is less of a science question, more of a philosophy question. I mean, it's more of a religious question than anything else. Mm-hmm. It's horrifying, just absolutely horrifying.
But no, it's
horrifying.
For the environment. It's for the weather.
Right. Sir. Sorry.
So yeah.
If we don't allow the brains in the jars,
will come.
Yeah, the winter will be here. I mean, it's just it is absolutely horrifying. 16 lab grown human brains make up the first living computer. This is again from Big Dig Energy in your notes for today's show. The startup behind the biocomputer Final Spark says it uses a million times less power than digital computer processors. They even launched an online neuro platform so researchers can conduct experiments with a computer remotely through a server right now. And this is the thing with AI, where it's like people are like, oh, AI is going to destroy the world. It's like, do we want AI making, do we want a consciousness making decisions for humanity, a consciousness that by virtue of its existence cannot feel love? Do we want something that cannot experience love making decision for all of humanity? Like, it is horrifying, this concept that we are now headlong diving into as a race.
And furthermore, if they can keep them in these kind of suspended virtual existence, I mean, how is this not
torture?
It's literally the Matrix, man. Yeah. You know, like you're playing Doom for dopamine. I don't know. I mean, obviously it's not like a full human brain yet, but I don't pretend to understand exactly where that line is, and nobody really seems to be wanting to ask that, because if you ask that question and you get an answer that is horrifying, you know, then people are going to be, you know, rightly horrified. Yeah. And again, so they talk about, again, growing brain organoids like yeast for beer. And this is a very new thing. These are articles from, the very end of last month in June, and it's ongoing. So I'm learning about it, and I just wanted to bring it to you so that we could all be horrified together. So.
Right.
You're welcome. Happy Monday.
Yeah, I know. Good morning. Yeah, we start off with, you know, pride parades. We end with, organoid neuron brain computers. It's horrifying. It really is. And it's almost like the cherry on top that they say it's for climate change. It's like
it's carbon neutral.
My God.
If you want to have AI generating your, you know, Simpsons fan fiction, all right, then you need to let us put brains in a jar and harness their power.
Horrifying.
I guess, I don't know.
It's what all the sci-fi writers tried to warn us against, and yet it seems to have just given the mad scientist an idea. Good Lord. Adam Schiff.
Thank you for having me on.
No, thank you as always, Lauren. BigDigEnergy.info. Big Dig Energy on Rumble. Incredible stuff, where she digs a lot more into this than we were able to cover on this brief appearance today. Stay tuned, folks. Alex Jones begins in 90 seconds.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.